That's the sound of my car starting up, the jingling of the keys, pushing a button, sending a spark to the engine, setting off controlled explosions of gasoline, and then that low rumble of an internal combustion engine in idle. But Linda Gassenheimer hears this. That's it. No spark, no mix of gasoline and oxygen, no controlled explosions, and certainly no rumble. Just three clicks and her electric car is running.
All right, go ahead and start it up. I'm not sure where to put the microphone here, Linda. There's no engine to put the microphone toward. All right, let me...
See how quiet it is?
Let me get in here. And we'll go for a ride in Linda's blue car.
And let's put your seatbelt on.
So you're sure the motor is actually running? I don't hear a thing.
No.
There's no rumble. There's no vibration. And we should say it's a relatively small car. It's a two-seater with a hatchback in the back.
Imagine getting into your car every day, going to work, and not having to worry about the cost of your gas mileage. Now I'm going to put the air conditioner on, and that does make a little bit of noise.
All right, well, it is a hot day, and it's kind of sprinkling here as we're pulling out of the parking lot.
And what surprised me when you first got into my car, Tom, is that you said, does it have airbags? Sure, it has all the safety features you want in a car, in any car that has to be sold in America.
So give us an idea of what you look at while you're driving the car. What's on the dashboard? Those kind of indicators that everybody's so familiar with driving a gasoline car.
Okay. There's the normal, speedometer. And by the way, people ask me, how does it work? This car is so zippy. I just love it. It zips along. It goes from 0 to 30 in seconds. I have to be careful. I'm over the speed limit before I know. Can I keep up with the other cars? I can pass the other cars. Also, it has a gauge that says 0 to 100%. And that tells me how much percentage of the electricity I have left.
Okay.
Have I run out? No. I've had it 2.5 years, and I've never been in a gas station in that time.
Talk to us about how you had to get your home ready to accept an all-electric car. Because is it as simple as just getting a drop cord out into the garage?
You can do anything. This car, I carry around with me, actually, a 110 plug. I can plug in any 110 anywhere. I happen to also put an extra long extension cord in case I need to knock on your door. I have not had to do that. So you can plug it into 110. I plug it into 240. All houses have 240. I had a 240 charging station put in my garage.
What kind of cost did that set you back?
Yes. Now, that was expensive, I will say. It was about between $2,000 and $3,000, but that's because I decided to have a separate line put in.
So that was an initial investment that obviously anybody buying a gasoline-powered car wouldn't have. What about the cost of the car itself to purchase?
This car was about $28,000, but I have an HD radio. You don't have to add that in, but I added in my HD radio.
Well, you do work in radio, so that makes sense.
Exactly. Yeah. And but I got a $7,500 tax deduction on my income tax. So you do the math.
So that brought the cost down to roughly $22,000. Plus, we'll call the $3,000 to get your garage set up to plug it in. So
right. All
in, about $25,000. Given the fact that you haven't visited a gas station in the last 2 years,
two and a half years, when
gasoline prices have been averaging $3.50, $3.75 a gallon, when do you think you'll have this car essentially paid for in the savings of gasoline?
You do the math. I don't know. But here, let's face it. If you're going to buy a car, you're going to spend money on a car.
Yeah.
Well, I did do the math, Linda, and she said she has about 12,500 miles in the car. It's a small car, so figure about 25 miles to the gallon. That would mean she would have burned 500 gallons of gasoline if her car ran on gasoline. So next, I called GasBuddy.com to find out the average price of a gallon of regular unleaded gas over the past 2.5 years that Linda has owned her electric car. In Miami, it ranged from $2.70 a gallon back in 2010. It ran up to almost $4 a gallon last year. And the average was $3.52 a gallon over the past 2.5 years. So, by not having to buy gas, Linda has saved $1,760. Of course, that does not count the electricity that she does have to buy now, but she also told us that she hasn't noticed a difference in her electric bill since buying the car.